Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Golds. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Hairman and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. May reaches second base with a double. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Reichardt moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rijkaard tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive towards short. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Golds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May is walked intentionally. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio juggles the ball. That's an error on Spezio. Darwin moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spezio strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman strikes out. One out. Dave Goltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goltz is 0 for 1 in the game. Goltz bunts towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive towards first. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Goltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goltz is 0-for-1 in the game. Goltz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Goltz moves to second. Ken Frehling now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Richard pinch runs for Ed Spezio. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Richard moves to second. Two outs. Tony Muser pinch hits for Ken Frehling. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Muser reaches second base with a double. Richard scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Tony Muser. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Tovar chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Thompson. Thompson fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Thompson. Alvarado scores. Kelly moves all the way to home. It's 5-2, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Granger now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Jorge Orton now playing second base. Rich Morales now playing third base. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Jim Nettles. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm takes first base on ball four. Braun moves to second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Braun moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-3 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Brey now playing center field. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tovar for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.